expecting through you, of course, at Harbour FM, for a lot of people to be turning up with toys, and it's kind of taking your place almost for collecting this year. But absolutely delighted to be able to help. We helped 3,500 children last year, but we've already doubled the number of referrals for this time last year. We're already at 1,600. So obviously, it is going to be unprecedented demand, I think. It's the people on the very low wages who are the ones that are being made redundant and are suddenly finding themselves, they have no backup funds. So they're very strapped for cash. And of course, food comes first, and then hopefully presents second. But for many of them, it's going to be food first. The people of Leicestershire, Harbour, all around the county, are tremendously generous. The number of toys we get is unbelievable, because people look around and see people haven't got what they've got, and so they're willing to donate. Everybody keeps saying to me, "Oh, well, you live in Countersort, that's an affluent area." And we get probably 20 or 30 children referred to us from Countersort. Nowhere is short of poverty. There are people in every town and village in the county that are in difficulties at the moment, especially at the moment with the pandemic and people not being able to work. So yeah, you don't have to live in an affluent area to not to turn a blind eye to the poverty that's still there.